Blé LP Radio.
Hello, my name is Anne, and I'm learning English at the MJC of Bilbon, and I will ask you some questions to broadcast on the MJC radio. Okay, and can you introduce yourself, your name, where do you come from, and first of all this.
My name is Alice, and I grew up in Portugal, and right now I'm living in Switzerland.
What instrument do you play?
I sing, and I play adufe, that it's a Portuguese percussion, it's a frame drum, and I play a little bit charango, a little bit.
I don't know.
Charango, it's a traditional instrument from the Andes, the mountains in South America. It's a little, like, it's a 10-string instrument. Like, it looks like a small guitar, and it sounds a little bit like a ukulele, I would say.
And here, which instrument do you play?
Yeah.
The both?
Yes, I sing and I play the percussion, and in some songs I play the charango.
It's a square, your percussion instrument?
Yeah, it's a frame drum, so it's a frame. Okay. There are also round ones that are frame drums, like the daf, for example. Yes, it's traditional from a Peninsula Iberica. You know, it's coming from North Africa, and it's in Portugal, it's used in a specific way, and in different regions in Spain, you play it differently. But it's an instrument that traditionally is played by a group of women who play it to accompany singing. So it's a little bit ritualistic, repetitive melodies, and simple.
How long have you been learning adufe?
Actually, I started last year. I got my instrument 1.5 years ago, and I started to play it then, because I used to just sing, and since I left Portugal last year, I wanted to have something that brings me a little bit back to my culture.
Are you a professional musician?
No.
You travel, or you stay in Switzerland, you teach music,
Right now I stay in Switzerland, but I used to travel a lot, and I still don't have a place where it's my home base, I would say. Even if, I'm living now in a place, but it's not, I cannot really call home somehow.
Currently, what sort of music, what kind of music do you play?
So I learned classical music, but I stopped about 10 years ago. And after, I started to just learn a little bit with friends and in the street and by myself. And I also did a little bit jazz school, but just a little bit. So I like to play jazz and to mix a little bit different styles. And since I started to do ethnos, I really enjoy to play world music.
So you don't play with a group or band or the same people?
Yes, I live with one of the other participants. We live very near, and we have a little project together, and but it's not professional level. It's more like small concerts, playing in the streets, and playing in jam sessions.
Why are you interested in the ethno project?
Because I really love to learn music from other cultures, from people who know it. And
is it your first time you participate to ethno, France or everywhere?
No. No, it's not the first time.
Why are you interested in this sort of music, the traditional music, traditional oral tradition and oral transmission?
Yes, because as I said before, I studied classical music, and it was always with partitures, with music sheets. And And I stopped because I kind of lost the interest, and it also kind of blocked me in the way, because I could only read partitures, and I really enjoyed this way of learning because I can go out of my comfort zone and really experiment. Listening and trusting my ear and doing it only by ear.
You went to school or with adults and to make exhibition? Did you?
Yes, today we went to a school, and we went also to teach the song we are I am teaching. We went to teach it to the choir that will sing with us in one of the concerts.
In which language?
Yeah, the song is in Portuguese.
Not easy.
No, not easy.
On Saturday, I think there's a concert. You are many people. And how do you do to learn, to choose what you will play, what we will sing?
Well, this we learn through the week. Through the week we learned the songs, and then we divided ourselves into sections. We split it into sections, and we had section rehearsals where we could choose, okay, I sing this part and you sing this, and then we sing together. So we already know what we will be playing, each one, and how the songs will be.
And you will sing and play Adufe?
In one song, yes. And I will mostly sing, and in one song I will sing and play. And in another song I will only play the aduf, and in other two songs I play the charango and sing.
You never play together, the 20 or I don't know how many, but you are a lot. It's always apart with small groups?
No. In the beginning we learned all together, each one teached to everyone. And we repeated them together, and then we made the arrangements. So then we repeated them together. And sometimes in between, we would divide ourselves into sections to repeat some things we needed to repeat.
Do you want to come back next year?
I would love to. I mean, I don't know how my life will look like, but I would like to come back one of the next years.
What does this sort of experience give you?
It gives me a lot of strength to continue practicing, and encouragement and confidence, and a sense of belonging.
What would you do after this week when it's over?
Well, I will go back to where I'm staying now, yeah. Now I'm doing an artistic residence, and I will be there. I'm doing ceramics, so I will do my production for the year, and then I will also be going around working a little bit.
So thank you for answering my question. It was difficult for me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You did very good. BLP Radio. BLP.